Your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
He still believes the American dream. To his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and everybody seems to know, of course, the story of Elizabeth Smart. But now there's a new way to look at this. Just as a reminder, in the early hours of June 5th, 2002, Elizabeth Smart was abducted from her bedroom in Salt Lake City, igniting one of the most intense and widely covered missing person cases in American history. And now there's a gripping new documentary that takes you inside the real story, told in Elizabeth's own words and through exclusive interviews with her family, investigators, and those closest to the case. It actually starts on Netflix today, and we have the director and executive producer of the documentary, Benedict Sanderson, is with us, along with Claire Goodless. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
So, Claire,
thanks so much. It's lovely to be here.
Claire, let me ask you, starting with you, what was the impetus for this? I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of information since this happened and a lot of coverage. What kind of new things are we going to find out in this documentary?
Well, Randy, you know, the story was so widely covered in America when Elizabeth was abducted and in the years since. But really, it's not quite a well-known story in the UK or elsewhere globally. And so, you know, our conversation with Elizabeth really started in the fact that we wondered if she would be open to bringing her story to a global audience. And, you know, hers is a message of strength and of hope and resilience. And thankfully, when we started the conversation, she was really open to it. And we went from there, really, and it's been a collaboration ever since.
And Benedict, how old is Elizabeth Smart now, and how readily was she to telling her story now in first person?
I believe she's 38, but I probably should check that. She was very open with us. I mean, she was an extraordinary woman, and we didn't just rush into the interview. We went over, we met her, obviously, we developed that relationship, and then we went into the interview when she was ready and comfortable. To answer a few questions, what's different about this? Because there have been other films and books written, Elizabeth's written extensively about it as well. One of the things we wanted to do was, as Claire said, we wanted to bring it to a global audience. I think also, perhaps this is more depth, multiple perspectives. We hear from the family what it was like as Elizabeth vanished one night, from her father, who becomes a prime suspect briefly, and what a horrendous experience. You're missing your daughter and then you're the prime suspect, from her little sister, who was in the bed when she was taken, law enforcement journalists. And then one thing that came through the film, and we were very supportive of that, she wanted to go into, she didn't want to shy away from the abuse and the complexity of the abuse that she suffered. It wasn't just physical, it was psychological. And the same, she was demeaned, drugged, threatened, traumatized in multiple ways. And that, I think, explains some of the strength of the case. She was actually brought down, veiled into the city, and didn't cry out when she was questioned because she was only deeply traumatized. And then also, we didn't just want to finish with Elizabeth being rescued and the sentencing of her captor. We go on and we discover how she dealt with it afterwards, how she turned something that was horrendous into, Claire said something positive. She speaks publicly about what happened. I think in so doing, it's a voice for child safety, other victims, survivors of sexual abuse. And it's ultimately, although there are horrendous parts to it, it's a very inspirational story.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, we were all just so fascinated with the story. We're talking about the new Netflix documentary, Kidnapped. Elizabeth Smart starts today. And Claire, how, you know, 20 years later, were people, investigators and friends and family, were their memories still very sharp about this incident?
Remarkably sharp, Randy. They were, you know, and yeah, Ben, you should definitely pick up this as well, because the interviews, you know, 20 years, over 20 years has passed, but the interviews, everyone really put themselves back to those moments and relived it moment by moment for us, you know, in a safe way, and we made sure everyone was comfortable and you know, each individual led their own contribution, but it was really remarkable how present all those emotions still were.
Yeah, and you know, this film traces the 9 months of her captivity at the hands of her kidnappers, and you know, Benedict, you talked about how she's gone on from that and inspired so many other women that have gone through anything like this. Did you find her when you met Elizabeth? I mean, did she seem to be just very, very through that ordeal now?
I missed that last bit. Sorry. You seen what? Sorry.
How did she seem to you in person, Elizabeth Smart? Was she very much over that ordeal now?
I don't want to speak for Elizabeth, but you know, she appeared. I mean, she's a sort of remarkable person, really. I mean, she seems very calm and collected. I can't probably speak to her over it. I don't know. But she was happy to talk through what happened. And I think sort of feels like that's a really important thing to do, so other people can, that message that she says, people, other survivors realize they're not alone, that even if you go through something terrible, there can be a happy ending, and I think she's like an apt example of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sort of give too much away, but we finished the film with her running through the mountains where she's helped capture, and so you know, that hopefully is a sort of illustration of what kind of this is. Yeah, just kind of remarkable, really.
Incredible.
Very, very open with us. Amazing.
Incredible. The Netflix documentary, Kidnapped, Elizabeth Smart, starts today, starts streaming today on Netflix. Benedict, Claire, thank you so much for the time, and it's going to be fascinating to watch.
Thanks, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Ready to relax in your dream bath retreat without the stress of figuring out every detail yourself? At the Home Depot, your bath remodel is covered. Shop fully designed rooms and curated bath collections to go from inspiration to transformation fast. Use digital tools to visualize flooring in your space and find everything you need, from tubs to toilets and all the tile in between, to bring your vision to life. The Home Depot. dream bath built here.
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Savings of four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years. And I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to the National Defense. I'm Nate Herron, and anytime we talk to our big partners from Ford, I get super excited. And I remember as a high schooler in the mid-1990s, they had a sales promotion that if you drank enough of the right soft drink that you could maybe get your hands on a Ford Mustang. And my parents told me, oh, that rear wheel, you don't, we live in Kansas, it's too icy. I don't care. That's the most fun car you've ever seen, and you should see what Ford has in store for you in 2026 without all the heartburn from drinking all the Coca-Cola. We've got the Ford Mustang brand manager, Ryan Shaughnessy, on the phone with us today to tell us about a big announcement that Ford made back on Thursday this week with the release of the Mustang Dark Horse SC. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you, Nate. It's great to be here.
So this vehicle, you know, I remember last year around this time, it feels like we were talking about the Mustang GTD team. Maybe take us back to what was going on with the Mustang brand about a year ago, that team, some of the innovations they discovered, and how that was kind of a bridge going into this new Dark Horse project.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, about a year and a half ago, we launched the Mustang GTD. It's a supercar with the soul of a Mustang. But behind the scenes, we had actually been testing this vehicle, the all-new Dark Horse SC, along with the GTD. And in that testing, we learned so much from the racing teams. And it was a true collaboration between Ford Racing and the Ford Road Car team. So taking those insights and those technologies from the track and putting them into a street-legal vehicle that's also track-capable in the new Dark Horse SC.
Well, you look at the thing, and it's just, it's gorgeous. I mean, you got the carbon fiber rims on it, which that alone, I think, is going to get some people excited. But that GTD team put the Brembo, carbon ceramic brakes, those Michelin Pilot sport tires on it. But it's not just what's touching the ground, it's what's under the hood as well. Tell us about what customers can expect to maybe experience if they're lucky enough to get their hands on that that flat bottom steering wheel for the Mustang Dark Horse SC.
Yeah, so I mean, under the hood, we've got a 5.2 liter supercharged V8 with a 7-speed Tremec dual clutch transmission, and on the rear, you've got the quad tip active exhaust standard. We had it in track mode the past couple of days just to see how loud we could get it. And I'll tell you, Nate, my hearing is still recovering from that. From an experiential standpoint, this vehicle is menacing. It is a visceral experience. Like, it's almost like, like you were in the prehistoric period and being chased by a T-Rex. Like, it's terrifying.
You're right. It is. It looks mean, and it's I say that in the nicest way possible. I mean, I like that aggressive sort of styling features they've got with it. The logo for the Dark Horse itself, whoever designed that for Ford, brava, that is fantastic looking. Tell us a little bit about, so the GTD team they fiddled with the rear wing on the vehicle, and that kind of informed what they were going to put onto this vehicle. It's all about the downforce if you're on a track, right? So tell us how that's going to translate for the everyday consumer out on the highway.
Well, I mean, first of all, let's talk about the improvements to the track pack and the rear wing and the ducktail design. So the ducktail design combined with the carbon fiber wing provides 620 pounds of downforce at 180 miles per hour. So when you're going that speed, you're really planted, and it's just an incredible experience on the track. So that was one of the big learnings from what we call our Ford Race to Road strategy. And what that is it's our Ford Racing teams and our road car teams working together. And with Dark Horse SC, we've combined race spread technology with competition-inspired design to go after the heart of the premium sports car segment and Europe's elite competition, much like the Mustang GTD did, but with the Dark Horse SC. And we call this combination race-bred street cred. It's taking learnings from the racetrack and bringing it to the street. And that delivers on our promise here at Ford Racing of drawing a line straight from the track to the customer's driveway.
It's got it's mean all the way around. And you look at the hood, and we're speaking with Ryan Chauncey, brand manager for Ford for the Ford Mustang, about the new Dark Horse SC package. That vent hood is massive, and you can take it out. Tell folks about what happens with performance of the vehicle when you pop that hood vent out.
Yeah, so one of the great features about the Dark Horse SC is the standard carbon fiber hood vent. It's huge, and it comes with a rain tray, but when you take the rain tray out, it provides 2.5 times the downforce of a base star course and five times the open area. So when that rain tray is gone, you can literally see the engine because the gaps are so big.
Does that make a difference in how it sounds?
I haven't personally tested it without the rain tray, but I can imagine it would.
Okay, I can. So it's super loud. How's it feel? Like, do you feel this in your sternum when you're really letting it open?
So the best way I can describe it is it's like three shots of adrenaline, right? It's insane. And your skull, literally, you can feel it moving back in your head a little bit when you're gunning it.
You are speaking the love language of many of our listeners. This vehicle is just incredible. I mean, I just showed my kids. I got a 10-year-old and 11-year-old. Showed my kids just the wheels, those carbon fiber rims. It's a work of art. Where can people find? Where can people go and look at this? You guys just announced it on the 15th. Coming to, you know, streets near you, 2026. Where can people find information about the new Dark Horse SC package?
You can find information about the new Mustang Dark Horse SC package on Ford.com, as well as on our Mustang vehicle homepage. You can also check out, you know, your favorite threads on the internet, social, Instagram, Facebook. Just type in Dark Horse SC into Google, and you'll find everything you need.
I can imagine. What does it have a set range of colors you can get in at this point, or is it too early to talk about that?
Well, what I can say is that we've unveiled, the track pack with a couple colors. You've seen the race red. You've also seen our argon blue, which is a new color for 2026.
And that's a sharp hue. I'll tell you that. People are going to love that argon blue.
They already do. We've had global media come in from Europe, Australia, China, South America, U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and everybody just went wild for the argon blue, especially paired with the teal accent package, those teal tonic calipers, the teal seatbelt, the teal badging, the teal trimmed Recaro seats. You don't usually see teal in a supercar, but when you do and it's done the right way, it's hot.
Yeah, it pops. It pops. And as someone who announces for a team whose primary color is teal, you know, maybe I can try to convince the wife that I should take that as our new grocery getter. I can go 20 miles an hour down the road to the grocery store. But really excited about what you guys are doing with the Mustang. Again, we've been joined by Ryan Shaughnessy, Ford Mustang brand manager. Any last thoughts about what we got coming our way in 2026?
All I can say is that this is the most advanced, powerful, and track-capable Mustang Dark Horse ever, and we're going after Europe's top competition, and the plan is to beat them.
Well, as someone who just last week, a little under the weather, went back and took advantage of Netflix streaming Ford versus Ferrari, that spirit is still very much alive. Let's go get Europe. I'm excited to see what this car can do.
All right. Me too.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The highs, the lows, the scorecard, the ins and the outs of President Donald Trump's first year back in office. We've got all the analysis and all the action on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you probably remember this. Between 1974 and 1978, serial killer Ted Bundy, he kidnapped, raped, and murdered dozens of young women and girls. His method consisted of convincing his target that he was in need of assistance or duping them into believing he was an authority figure. He would then lure his victim to his vehicle, at which point he would bludgeon them unconscious, then restrain them with handcuffs before driving them to a remote location to be sexually assaulted and killed. Well, we have now the first book by a confirmed survivor of Ted Bundy, and the only memoir to challenge the popular narrative of Bundy as a handsome killer who charms his victims into trusting him. Kathy Kleiner Rubin is with us. Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk with you.
Yeah, this is just a fascinating, number one, I'm sorry for your experience, obviously. Ted Bundy was eventually convicted and electrocuted. So you don't have to worry about Ted Bundy anymore, but this kind of a chilling tale here from your book. In January 1978, I slept in my bed at the Chi Omega sorority house at Florida State University as Ted Bundy stalked nearby. He grabbed an oak log from a stack of firewood, slipped through a back door with a broken padlock, and headed upstairs. He began twisting doorknobs. Room 9 was open. He quietly and quickly killed one of my sleeping sorority sisters. Across the hall, he found another unlocked door and murdered again. Then he turned the knob to my bedroom and found it was open. I remember the attack vividly. Bundy bashed me once in the head with a log and then attacked my roommate. He heard me moaning and came to finish me off. He never let his victims live, but he stopped suddenly when a bright light filled the room. He fled the sorority house and the light disappeared. Ah, wow. I mean, Kathy, that's, you know, thank the Lord you survived, but, you know, we, this audience that we have is active duty military veterans and their families who suffer from PTSD, and I would imagine so do you.
I have worked through it. I have done my therapy by myself. I never had a therapist back in 1978. It wasn't something that was offered me.
Right.
I just honor and appreciate everyone for their service. And I feel like what I went through is something that was horrible for me and the other victims of Ted Bundy. But I just admire everyone who service and was just amazing to me that do what they do.
Well, so after this attack, first of all, had you heard of Ted Bundy prior to that?
No, actually, I was a sophomore in college, and my biggest thoughts were, where was the next frat party?
Right.
I forgot I had to go to school and stuff, but with the sorority, we were always busy doing things.
Yeah, and I just read this account about your particular situation. It says, by the time he had burst into Kathy and Karen's room, he had already murdered two other girls. Now he was repeatedly hitting them with a log, inflicting devastating injuries before he escaped. Karen Chandler suffered severe head injuries, while Kathy Kleiner was found sitting cross-legged and rocking back and forth on her bed with, in the words of a police officer, her jaw hanging off one side. Only one hinge was still attached. How long did it take to recover physically from that?
It took a while. I think... excuse me, the main effect was the physical healing with my jaw being wired shut and different ways of healing that way. But mentally, it has been hard for me.
Sure.
I do talk about it, and I find that talking heals me. So it's like an onion, you peel off a piece of the onion, and it, underneath, I'm healed. You know, so this has helped me very much to overcome what I've been through.
And you've been talking to audiences as a motivational speaker, and that has to be pretty cathartic, too.
Yes, it is. I do talk to victims of other violent crimes and victims of other domestic violence, and I hope I help them by telling what I've been through. And that they're strong enough and they have to work on it really hard, to get past what they went through. But as in my case, it can be done.
We're talking to Kathy Kleiner Rubin here in the National Defense. Her new book, A Light in the Dark, Surviving More Than Ted Bundy. And January 15th was the anniversary of her 1978 attack by Ted Bundy. So take us back through that, if you will, Kathy, after you found out who this person was, or did they even know at the time after your attack?
No, they did not. Ted Bundy left Tallahassee and went down to Lake City in the middle of the state of Florida and attacked another young woman who was 12 years old. He attacked and killed her, and he was leaving, going out of the state. He was caught in Pensacola, actually, for a traffic violation. I didn't know, and they didn't know who he was at that time. They knew they had somebody because he said, you know, you're going to, you don't know who I am. You don't know. So he was taken back to Tallahassee, and Ken Casares was the sheriff. And he put it together. This, his MO, Bundy, here in Florida was the same as other cases out in the West in Utah. So he put it together. And I didn't know who Ted Bundy was. You know, it was as I was frat partying and going to classes. So by them telling me it was Ted Bundy, it took a while for that to register until I could research and find out who he was.
I mean, yeah, I mean, this serial killer that had killed dozens of women, that had violently attacked you and your roommate, wow, that had, once that sunk in, that was powerful, huh?
Yes, it was, very much so.
Yeah, and you know, I remember when they were talking about Ted Bundy, when they caught him, you know, they were talking about how this handsome guy that charmed even the judge in the case. What was your recollection, and what was your part in going through that process?
Ted Bundy, to started out, was a loser. He was a psychopath. He couldn't hold a job. He left school because he didn't have the aptitude of learning. He stole his clothes. He was he just was a low life person. But he wanted people to see what he wasn't. So he portrayed himself as a young upcoming political person, and that he went to law school and all this stuff. And he was just a liar at that point. It was just he wanted people to see what he wasn't. And that's the way he's portrayed in all the movies and everything that goes out, because they talk about Bundy, but they don't talk about his victims.
Hmm. Yeah, and I know there were some other survivors. Have you gotten a chance to talk with those women?
There are different ways that people heal, and my way has been to come out and to speak about it and to face it head on, and to know what I'm going to do and how I'm going to go through with it. And other victims do heal in different ways. So I have not been reached. No one has come out to talk to me particularly about the Bundy trial and that being victimized by Bundy.
And now, did you testify at his trial?
Yes, I did. It was in January. I'm sorry. It was in 1979. And actually, I went to the deposition, and at the deposition was the first time I saw Ted Bundy. I sat at a conference table at the head, and he sat in the opposite head of the table. And I looked at him, and I just didn't know what to think. I wasn't scared that he was going to attack me. I just didn't understand what this monster was I was looking at. So when the trial came, I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, that had to be so hard for you.
It was, but I knew I was safe because there were enough people around me.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't understand these evil eyes that I was looking at. They were black, and he didn't really appear to be a person to me. He was just a black thing. So then when the trial came, it was my day to testify, and I went in. Actually, I was in a waiting room waiting to go into the courtroom, and there were the paramedics that took care of me that night, and the police officer that was there and stayed with me all night to take care of me. So then I go in to testify, and I sat, and at the defense was Ted Bundy's at the defense table. And I looked at him, and I knew now that he was going to get it.
Yeah.
And he sat there so cocky, like, you know, let's get over this. You're never going to convict me. And that type of attitude. And I just knew he was going to be convicted.
We're talking to Kathy Kleiner Rubin here on the National Defense, her new book, A Light in the Dark, Surviving More Than Ted Bundy. And, you know, the remarkable thing to me also, Kathy, and I was doing some research into Ted Bundy's life while he was serving in prison, he was married. He was married until 3 years before his death by electrocution. I don't understand that.
he was manipulative, and he talked to this one woman and said, "Can you help me? I need your help, and send me money, and you know, I like you, and I'll love you, and all this stuff." Because that's what she wanted to hear.
Sure.
So she would send him money and help him through being incarcerated. But he manipulated her enough to know that she would do anything he said. So he said he wanted to marry her. And in the courtroom, they they talked to each other in front of the judge, and he said, "Will you marry me?" And she said, "Yes, I would." Therefore, they were married in front of the judge.
Wow.
But again, it wasn't something that he really wanted, you know, wasn't in love with her. He was using her,
sure,
as he did everyone else.
And the other thing that occurs to me, Kathy, is after you have survived an ordeal like this, you know, obviously there's the mental part of it. But the other side of it is, you know, I would think you survive that, you can survive anything.
I think so. I mean, the men and women in the military are amazing to me, but I can survive. I was at 13 diagnosed with juvenile lupus. And I was home seventh grade of school. I was lost all my hair, experimental chemo. And I would look out and see my friends playing. And all I wanted to do was go out and play. I wanted to get better so bad. So as I took my medicine and the days drug on, I finally got to a point where they said I could go out of the house. And I did go to high school in Fort Lauderdale High. And that was the best thing, to get out of the house and to have friends again. That's something that I built on to get strength, because I knew it was going to get better. And then also when I was 32, I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. This was devastating to me. I had to have chemo again.
Oh, wow.
I had a radical mastectomy, reconstruction. But again, all through this time, I had a 5-year-old son, and I knew I was going to get better because I wanted to for him.
Sure.
It was a mental challenge for me, physically and mentally, to overcome these obstacles that I had in my life.
Well, you are an incredible woman, and I would just advise anybody, if you're going through something right now, whether it's PTSD, TBI, whatever, pick this book up. It's A Light in the Dark, Surviving More Than Ted Bundy. Kathy, thank you so much for taking the time, and just an incredible story.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible, with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward Program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Which includes 11 tracks written through a time of hardship as your wife, Patricia, sadly passed away last year. This has got to be, I would imagine, maybe your most personal work ever?
Yeah, it's less philosophical. It gets a little less abstract and closer to home because nothing hits home when you lose the one person in your life you've been with for almost 50 years.
Wow.
How could it not be the most personal record so far? And it's a tribute to Tricia, a tribute to her strength, to her courage, which really ends up being a tribute to everyone going through similar circumstances.
Hey, tell us a little bit about Patricia. What kind of a woman? What does she like to do? How was your relationship?
Extremely beautiful, extremely smart, very very wise. She was my best and most closest confidant. I would never make a move or think about recording something or going out on tour or doing anything without first consulting her as far as what she thought. And we were just close. We spoke the same language. We prescribed to the same spiritual ideas, you know, some of them bordering on just scientific ideas. Just my best friend, lover, and all those things. And she, you know, went through a very, very difficult time with four or five surgeries, and each surgery took so much time to recover from. And this is where I had the opportunity to become, you know, a caregiver. Mm-hmm. And in the end, I had to, you know, be with her almost hourly.
Wow.
So I built a studio closer, you know, on my own property at the end just so I could be with her. Look, and I'm not alone, and Tricia is not alone. You know, billions of people have gone through it and will continue to go through it. But you have to embrace the process and not deny it. It just, it is. We all go through it somewhere or somehow, you know.
Mm. Yeah, I like,
you know,
that.
Being
I like
a person who's affiliated with the armed forces, you know, people go through that, you know.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, I understand that maybe even better than most, because we do, our audience is active duty military veterans, their families, and obviously that's a huge part of it. But we're talking to Gino Vannelli here on the National Defense, the new album, The Life I Got to My Most Beloved, and the new single, Nowhere to Go But Up. Man, I got to tell you, I didn't know what to expect from a new single from Gino Vannelli, but man, I really like it, and your voice is as strong as ever. I mean, you know, you haven't been sitting around, have you?
No. I mean, if I'm going to do something, I want to do it right. And it just, you know, with a little bit of focus, keep, I've taken, you know, I understand the voice. I understand I've taken lessons. I understand what I got to do to keep it up. And I just add every 2 or 3 days, I do my exercises and whatnot. And especially when I'm, like, now I'm getting ready to go out and do some concerts.
Yeah.
I really start building myself up again.
Well, I mean, you know, from the time you started, you talk about I Just Want to Stop coming out in 1978. Wow. I mean, this is right after the Vietnam War ended. This is when music genres were kind of overlapping, and I thought this was pretty amazing. You were one of the first Caucasian artists to perform on Soul Train, and you toured with Stevie Wonder. How was that?
Well, it was a surprise because, I mean, I met Stevie by chance at my pool side. He was singing one of my songs, and I just kind of traced it, and he was his brother right there. And he was singing, I think, Crazy Life it was. And he just told me at that moment that Chaka would be sick for a few dates and couldn't make them, and would I like to open up for him? And I said, of course.
Yeah, sure.
So I did 6 or 7 dates with him, and I got a call from Don Cornelius, I think, by the time I got to Cincinnati, and he asked me to do Soul Train. And it was unique because it wasn't just simply mimicking the record. We did a live version of People Gotta Move at that time. And it really helped me break through because the single and the record broke. And I had a top 20 single on the R&B charts. And it really translated into a unique career because most places I went to in the mid-70s, half the audience was black, and they really kind of understood me in a different way. And we were doing a lot of fusion and, you know, fused with soul and things like that. And, of course, then by the time Brother to Brother came around and Nightwalker, we moved into other music fields. And I've always been pursuing different music fields because it's kind of like the different colors of a fountain, you know. The red never looks so red until it comes after a yellow, and so on and so forth.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. We're talking to Gino Vannelli here, the National Defense, 2-time Grammy-nominated singer. Of course, a huge hit, I Just Want to Stop. And People Gotta Move is what a great song. He's got his brand-new album, The Life I Got to My Most Beloved, and the new single, Nowhere to Go But Up. And did I see somewhere that you are a music teacher in Oregon?
Well, I've offered many master classes, both in Europe and in Oregon. People from all over the world have come to Oregon for the master classes, and COVID kind of interrupted that for a while, but I think I will start them up again. We're going to be doing a concert in Angelina, Texas in April, and it will include 2 master classes.
Huh.
So I enjoy really parting what I know, part of my experience, you know, the last 50 to 60 years in the business, the new and upcoming artists, singers.
That is so cool. We're talking to Gino Vannelli here in the National Defense. Now, you are originally from Canada. Do we have to pay a tariff for this interview?
No. It's just my bargaining
chip. There you go. Gino, thank you so much, man. It's great to talk to you. And best of luck on the new album. It's just super.
Thank you, Randy.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.